Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it's another Thursday night, and guess what? It's Thursday night throwback time. Of course, I am your host, Don Fleming, music from Atlantic Star from 1981. Of course, When Love Calls Again. Yes, it is another week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on another, yes, I said it before, I'll say it again, another edition a Throwback Thursday night. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And I got the phone lines are open. Number to dial 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Call in if you have a request or you just want to hang out with me. It is all good. And hopefully, in a few moments, I'm going to be joined with my partner, the legendary Wardell Potts Jr., of course, Solar Records fame and A&M Records. And he has an audio book, so we got to talk a little bit about that. And he's going to hang out with us. We got music on the way. We got some, let's see, I'm going to throw in some Guy on the way. I got some Keith Sweat on the way. And let's see if I can, I might throw in some Isley Brothers. How about that? So it's been a crazy week for me. I'm able to just kind of chill right now and just relax again for the next 2 hours. I'm going to be jamming old school R&B funk and soul with you. So again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. So let's go ahead and get this party started, man. I want to give you a classic. Of course, I'm going to start off with a slow jam because I try to get you hype every now and then, but every now and then I do want to keep it kind of slow. So if it's only fair to you, I'm going to start off with a classic from the group After Seven. Of course, you guys hear it in the background. This is called Ready or Not. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Old School Thursday night. Don Fleming, Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
The stars and the mountains, I'll give you the words. I wanna get with you.
You know that song needs no introduction. That is classic, classic Earth, Wind, and Fire named that song. It's called Fantasy. Had to do it. Just name the song. Just name the song, D. Just name it. Of course, before that, from 1991, music from the group Damien Dame. Name of the song is called Right Down to It. And, of course, started off the block a little after 7, Ready or Not. Love that song. Big, I mean, 34, because the album came out in 89. But can you imagine, like, a 34-year-old kid, well, 34-year-old kid, a 34-year-old grown man or woman, you know, was probably born conceived to this song. Well, hey, 33, 9 months, something like that. You know, you got to do the math. You know, my math ain't really math like it should be. But just imagine someone that's 34 years old, and, you know, and they probably love this song. They love that song. After 7, of course, two of the brothers, Edmonds brothers, of course, they're all famous, Babyface brothers. I think Melvin, the late Melvin Edmonds, and Kevon Edmonds, two out of the three members of the group, After 7, of course, being the sibling of Babyface. And what's so funny, everyone thought that Kevon Edmonds was like the baby when he was at After 7. Actually, Babyface is the baby. Go figure. Again, the math ain't mathing. Look it up. Just look it up. It's okay. You have my permission. You know, not everything we say on the air might not be true, you know. I'll just say I think. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going. I guess I'm going to speed it up. It's okay to speed it up, right? Because this last block, you know, you feel some type of way and you want to just, you just want to play your feeling and just get it out your system. That was probably what that block was for. I'm glad, you know, those who are listening, I hope you enjoyed it. That was my get out of my funk mood, having that moment mood. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going. Let's take you back to 1984, give you some classic Minneapolis from the lovely Miss Apollonia. Of course, you hear it in the background. This is her hit song, Sex Shooter. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
Get off, how you want, baby, ready to go.
giving you a little classic Jade from 1992 from the album Jade to the Max. That was I Want to Love You. Three beautiful sisters. That album was a great album. I Want to Love You, Don't Walk Away. Had a beautiful slow jam called, I think it was called Looking for Mr. Do-Right. Very sexy song. Shout out to them. Shout out to that album. I still have it. Every now and then I jam it. You know, I put the CD in the computer and let it play. You know, I love that. I love that. Before that, of course, Jam. These are from group Guy from 1980, their debut album. Of course, that is Teddy's Jam classic album. Anytime that when he does that jam thing, that Aaron Hall thing he does, everybody ran to the dance floor. We're 14 years old, especially like those school dances. You ran to the dance floor as soon as he said that. Even if you was like sitting and keeping a wall up, you know, you just on riding that wall and just chilling, looking around, think you're too cool to dance. When that song came on, or even Groove Me, folks ran to the dance floor. So that was a great song. It is a great song, of course, Guy Teddy's Jam. Started off the block, 1984, giving you a little Minneapolis from the group Apollonia Six, Sex Shooter. I love that song, Sex Shooter. Shout out to Apollonia. I think she has a podcast out now. I checked out a couple of her stuff, and of course, if I'm not mistaken, she reunited with Apollonia Six, and they just spent an hour just talking all things Minneapolis, Prince, you know, and everything in between. So it was just a great song, just a great era. But, you know, I can talk about that all day. I can really bore you to death with these 80s stories. So, but anyway, you got about another hour, 20 minutes left. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am I was a fan. Of course, you know, I can't get out of here without something New Edition-y. You know, it was something, you know, whether it was Johnny or Ralph or Bobby or New Edition period. You know, I got to have something on Throwback Thursday night. So I'm going to go ahead and start this off with some classic Belle Biv DeVoe. When will I see you smile again? You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio. You cry. You
Hey baby, here we go. It's time.
Oh,
Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday, Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts Jr. going to hopefully join in momentarily. That was music from the group Pleasure from 1979. Of course, that is a Pleasure, of course, was a funk group from Portland, Oregon. And they were jamming. Of course, they had a song called Bouncy Lady, I think like 4 years earlier. But this is called Thoughts of Old Flames. You guys, any hip-hop heads, you know, that song, you hear that riff been sampled on a few songs, man. I remember Question Mark Asylum. I think UGK, I think, used it. A few rap artists used it. I can't really, you know, name from the top of my head. Of course, That was music on the group Pleasure. I love that. Thoughts of Old Flames. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Jennifer too from none other than Mr. Michael Cooper. Of course, I had him on my old radio show. Definitely got to get him on the show. Of course, Jennifer too from 1987. And of course, started off the block, a little Belle Biv DeVoe, of course, from their quadruple platinum debut album. Of course, that was When Will I See You Smile Again. And yes, he is here. Of course, took him away from the 76ers game, but none other than my partner, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., is hanging out. What's going on, Wardell, man? What is up?
My brother from another mother. What's up? Bird, how are you, sir?
Man, I'm good, man. Heck of a show earlier. Heck of a show and great conversation, man. Great conversation about the double entendre and metaphors of songs and things like that. We were all over the place, but it was a great topic.
Did you talk about that today?
I didn't talk about it yet. You know, I wanted to kind of wait till you got on to kind of have like a little abbreviated session of it. But we, you know, you had played. For those who didn't get a chance to listen to the show and those who actually did listen to the show, we played songs that kind of had those double meanings that we didn't really, like, know about. I think we played Strawberry Letter 23 from the Brothers Johnson. I think we played, I think Me and Mrs. Jones and song like that. And it all kind of started, and please tell the story. You had thought about the song "Here's to You, well, Mrs. Robinson" from the movie "The Grass." Well, go ahead, tell the story.
What happened is that I was trying to find songs from my wedding, and I picked out a few songs, and I did the classic, you know, the wedding songs, you know, the classical music, and then I picked out, you know, Second Time Around, which was from Shalmar, because of, you know, that's what I got, was my stuff. And I wanted to include that in the wedding, but then plus it was my second time getting married and last time, and so I was like, this is the, you know, so, and I kept on looking for really good songs, and then I started running out, and then I said, oh, what about Mrs. Robinson? And then my friends were like, are you crazy? And I said, what do you mean? Do you know what that song says? I said, yeah, it says, and here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. And, you know, it sounds like a good Christian song. Good, you know? And they were like, no, that is not what it is. And I tell you, I've been married now 7 years plus, and it's like, I still don't know. I didn't know what this. At that point, I decided not to do it. You know, of course, because everybody was like going crazy on me. But I still didn't learn what this song meant until today. Because today, I heard the song early this morning. I was like, "Oh, that's my song. I'm playing that song today." And then I remembered the story, and so I was just like so happy that Don came in and explain to the listeners and myself, because they were texting me and calling me because they didn't know either. And so we were all trying to figure it out. And then I was like, Google it. Let's get the lyrics and everything. And so then Don called in and said, tell them what you told us, Don.
Well, about the Mrs. Robinson song?
Right, yeah, about the Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the fact that song was about an older married woman messing around with a young man, and that's just, and I guess that was his old, that young man's old to her. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. And then we kind of talked about Me and Mrs. Jones. That kind of got into the conversation, and we talked about how that song was about not an older woman, but a married woman, and, you know, and it was just those, and it, we kind of just got into the tangent of double meaning when it came to songs and the brilliance of writing these songs and the lyrics and how you can just pretty much put your thoughts and just all of these subtle thoughts on the paper. And I think, you know, and that's to me,
but
again, not to get too, too far into it. I want to kind of abbreviate, but how beautiful a lot of that soul music was back then. And I use the word trifling, and I didn't mean that in a disrespectful way, but, you know, you think about certain songs like that, oh, this is trifling, but it's a beautiful song. And that's kind of how we kind of just talked about double meanings. And then I think it's not mistaken, we talked about Rick James and the Stone City Band, Mary Jane, and you know, the double meanings of that, the metaphors. And again, it's a testament to our brilliance, man. Again, this is Black History Month, so this is a little Black history right here. And it's about the songwriting. It's about the beauty of soul music and how, you know, that song can, these songs can withstand the test of time, man. And we're in 2023, and we're talking about songs that came out 1978, 1967, 1972. It's just crazy. But again, beautiful music, beautiful things like that, it doesn't, you know, and again, you know, soul music, we were talking about Simon and Garfunkel, but, you know, which is, you know, it's debatable being soul music. But as far as the beauty of lyrics itself, but go ahead, Ward Allen, let me cut you off.
No, I'm just saying, see, the whole thing is that this is Black History Month, and thank you for recognizing that. We appreciate and admire all of our brothers and sisters, regardless if they were in the industry or any kind of industry, just the fact that they're our brothers and sisters, and some of them took some big stances for us and blessed us and loved us through, you know, and opened the doors for so many of us and made things so much easier for us, even though for us it appears to be hard and difficult and seems like, you know, politically things are trying to go backwards, but they really, really blessed us so much, and so we're grateful and we honor and appreciate them. But getting back to the music part of this is that you know, with the double entendres, when you have a double entendre, see, it's important that you as a listener, or us as listeners, because, you know, I was a listener, and I had no clue what some of these songs were saying. And a lot of times, I know these kids, I see these kids, you know, singing along to these rap songs and stuff. They have no idea what the lyrics are. They're just doing what I did as a kid, just, you know, enjoying the beat and the groove and the way it sounded and the way it felt and stuff. But, you know, even as adults, sometimes if we don't pay attention to what's really being said, we can get lost in the mix. Like I said, I was getting married again for the second time, and I thought that song was fine, but I had no idea what the lyrics meant until today, until Don explained it to me, and then on with the other songs. So it's so confusing. So we have to pay attention. That's what the key is just pay attention. We can't just let stuff that seems so innocent, so beautiful, and so great just slip by us, because it could take us down a dark road depending on what it is, because some songs could be about depression, suicide, all kind of stuff, and you get into it and you just keep playing it over. Oh, yeah. And before you know, you get this thing that's going in your head that's causing you to go down this dark road. And people have done that, and I don't want to name the artist that they follow, because the artists have killed themselves as well. And so, people have done the same thing. And so, and you guys, you know, the ones that know about this stuff, you know who they are. And so, that's why we have to pay attention. So, innocently, you know, these songs some of these songs we listen to can be dangerous, but we have to. That's why we have to pay attention. You know, because my friends thought, are you stupid? Are you crazy? I'm like, what are you talking about? I had no idea the song was about, a young man sleeping with an older lady or something, whatever, being Mrs. Jones. I mean, not Mrs. Jones, but Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson.
So, but anyway, that's a long responds to what, you know, what we talked
again,
about. But it was it's so worth it.
A great conversation. It was a great conversation. Mm-hmm. And I want to switch gears for a quick second, man, because I want to highlight something that's going on in your life right now. You have an audiobook out, and at least for all of the listeners who listen to this show or whatever, for all the listeners out there, talk a little bit about the audiobook, man. And it's been a long time coming, man. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much for bringing this up. So this is a three-part audiobook that I put together, and the first part just came out. And so, and the first part is really, you know how the first part of our lives, we kind of grow up as young people, you know, from being born all the way up to like about 20, 25, right? 20, so right in there, that first, mm-hmm. that first quarter, sort of your life, you became a young man, right? And so within my first, that time from the time that I was born until about 20, 25, I was 21 when I got to California. So from when I was born until 21, there was a seed that was planted in me, like it is in most of us, like that, or a gift that God has given us. And so I remember being inspired to want to play drums. It just hit me. And I remember this guy moved on my block. And he was a drummer. He was in a band, and it was the most exciting mm-hmm. thing for me. And so I went and I was just blown away, you know. And so I remember being so excited about it and hanging out on the steps and everything. And he was very kind to me. And so then after that, I went home. After we, you know, he spent time talking to me and everything. I remember going home, and I was around 11 years old, and I going home down the street back to my house, going back to my house, and we had dinner, and then after dinner, it came to the living room, and the Ed Sullivan Show was on. That tells you how old I am, and the Ed Sullivan Show came on, and bam, the Jackson 5 was on, and I was blown away, and so. I was like, that's it right there. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. And so I want to be the drummer. I want to play drums. I want to do that. And so I remember, you know, also, it could have had something to do with the experience of this is a young black group. They look just like me. Afros and everything. And they're doing that. I want to do that too. I was so inspired. I was so like, this is it. And so I remember telling my parents this is what I want to do. And you know, the most important thing to me in the book was the fact that when a child is encouraged or they feel they want to do something and they want to be something, and that mm-hmm. the parents, you know, just get, you know, surround them with support and help them to achieve this goal in any way they can. And so I believe in my heart of hearts that, you know, because my parents did that for me and it was such a beautiful thing that so many, everybody had that. But I found out
right.
later that all kids don't get that kind of support. You know, and so it just really, really made me sad. So I wanted to write this book about the parents, you know, just to help parents along that may have children that are inspired by a gift or something that they want to do, to please support them, because it is a blessing when the parents are right there and helping them along to figure out what they want to be and what they want to do with their life. And so I did that. I wrote about that, and I wrote all the way up until, you know, even I went to college and everything. And then when I left Philadelphia to go to Los Angeles to audition for Solar Records, Leanne Silvers and Solar Records and Dynasty. And once, you know, and so I stopped right there, after I made the audition and stuff. And so then the second part is going to be about that whole time, you know, professionally, what I did professionally as a drummer, you know, and I became a writer and a producer, all that stuff. And And the third part is going to be about the transition from, you know, doing the all the drumming stuff and everything to going into radio. You know, as you get older, mm-hmm. things change, right? And so the third part is about going into radio. And then there was a situation that happened with me in radio that really shook my faith, and it caused me a lot of stress and turmoil, and it's just really heavy. But it was a blessing in disguise, and but at the same time, you know, the bottom line is that Jesus carried me through a very else because of what someone else did to me or tried to do to me, but Jesus took care of me, and so I tell that story as well. So that's what it's basically about, and the three part. Well, the first part is what I told you about. The second part is the career, and then the third part is, you know, the radio and where we are today with Don Plenty.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
Yeah,
I mentioned. Yeah. Oh my God! No, man. thank you for that. If anybody wants to get a hold of it, how do they do it? Is it out yet, or?
Oh yeah.
What's the word on it?
The word is our station, SolarRecordsRadio.com. So SolarRecordsRadio.com is where you, that's the website you go to. You just go to the store and you click on the audiobook. It's sitting right there, SolarRecordsRadio.com. That's it. I'll post it also for those who are on the show. I'll post it onto Don's on your show right now.
Please do.
You can just click on it.
Please do.
And I will. Okay, and it'll take you there. So thank you for that opportunity. I appreciate it.
Well, man, I am looking forward to it, and I'm ready to check out the voyage, check out your journey. And speaking of journey, we're gonna go into some music, and we're gonna talk about the voyage. So we talked about the voyage, so it's only fair to segue into one of my favorite songs, Voyage to Atlantis. You like the Isley Brothers, bro?
Oh, you know, man.
Of course, you know, Isley Brothers. Yeah, man. So let's go ahead and listen to Voyage to Atlantis. Guys, you keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked.
at a landfill.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free, moving on. Yes, there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. I know there's a place in the sun.
All right.
Back. Nice block.
We are back. Remember those Goos, they used to last forever. That thing, that was 10 minutes long right there. Do you like what you feel? Do you love what you feel by Chaka Khan? And my, I tell you, geez, did you like that? You really like that block, brother?
I did because it made up for that two minute Stevie Wonder song, A Place in the Sun.
this is the reason that song was really dedicated to Rosa Parks, and because this is Black History Month, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So that was for Rosa. That was for Rosa Parks right there from Stevie Wonder, and I started the block. Oh, you started the block out with
Voyage to Atlantis. Osley Brothers, 1977 classic.
Wow, okay. There you go, man. So this has been good. I'm enjoying it. You got about 27 minutes left in your show. And
I think you got one more. I think you got one more block in the tank. I think you do. Let's see. There's these buzzing guys. Yeah! See, you got an audience. Well, say, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I could do that if that's what you want. I want to play you guys something. You know, we've gotten to this into the conversation about Black History, I want to continue where we are here. You know, our people. We're going through so much, and we experience so many different things that, you know, we can't, it's hard to fathom that, you know, us just doing what we're doing and to have, you know, multiplied what's happening right now in the city streets with the police, you know, going after the black man and the way that it sounds like it's weird, like this sounds like a bad movie, but it's our reality, right? It's our reality. Every week we see this on TV. Not only are they going after them and arresting, but they're shooting and killing them, you know. And so I can't imagine like the artists that were back in the 50s and the 60s that were trying to just do life and do the right thing, and it felt like, you know, hey, we're fighting for our liberties and our right to be human and be treated like humans, like everyone else. And on top of it, we're still trying to take care of our families and take, you know, do what we need to do, but we have to deal with this ugliness every single day that we leave out of our house. And people look at us, even people will cross the street, like white women would cross the street when they see a black man coming down the street. I mean, how disrespectful and uncomfortable that was. That happened to me in my time, Don, as a teenager. When I went to Georgia, I was only in the 12th grade, and I went to Georgia, I had to go to school down there because I got in trouble in school because I was just defending myself and got in trouble. And so my parents sent me down south so everything could cool out. And so I went down there for one semester, and it was terrible because they still had the stuff with like whites only signs, and there were balconies. I couldn't sit. I remember my cousins and we ran to the movie theater because we were kind of late and we wanted to get there on time. And so when we parked the car, they ran, and then they got in this long line, and then I went and got in this shorter line. And I was like, "Are you guys over here? What's wrong with you?" And they were like pointing up, looking and laughing at me and pointing up. And I was like, "What is this?" And I looked up, and the line that I was in, it says whites only. And I was like, I never had experienced that before. And I didn't know what was happening. And then I remember going back and getting in line with them and being confused, but I didn't say anything. And then we were driving home, or the next day we were driving, and I started noticing the signs. There's certain stores, whites only. And I was like, dude, this is in my lifetime. And I saw this. And so what happened was, you know, things had changed. The Civil War and all that stuff was over, but people's mentality was still the same. And it was state-to-state laws like they do with abortion, right? And so I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. This is... And I remember I never was the same. I could not function in school. I didn't want to go to school anymore. The little white girl that was my tennis friend, we played tennis together every day. She couldn't play with me anymore. And she didn't understand why her dad would tell the teachers that they don't let her play with me anymore. And I didn't understand. And we see each other, and we just know that the school said we can't play together anymore. And we were so... I was so sick, and I'm done with what that was and how it was hurting me. And I didn't understand, because up north in Philadelphia, that didn't exist. I mean, not blatantly like that, you know. And so I didn't feel that in Philadelphia, but when I went to Georgia, oh, God. So it really tore me up. So I just remember this song that, and it was out before this happened to me, I believe, But the song that Sam Cooke did, and he said in the song, a change is going to come, you know, because it can't stay like this. It can't continue. We can't exist like this. We would actually go crazy, you know. And so so that's the song that I want to play you guys. And, you know, just in remembrance of, you know, our people. You know, we can't, we never can forget. And that's why I don't understand why now they don't want to talk about Black history in schools. Like, are you kidding me? You can't. That's God's subject. He taught that in school. So, like, how can we not talk about our history? We talk about your history, but we can't talk about our history? That's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's a violation.
That's true.
You know, It's ridiculous that you would even bring it up and then try to make it a law. That's just overboard. And it's just, so as much as we think it was all in the past, if we don't continue to pay attention, we could end up right back where we were. And so, you know, we have to pay attention, and we got to vote. We got to make sure we stand up for our rights and do what's best for us, because no one else is going to do it for us. We have to fight for what's best for us. And and we can do it, because we just got to keep on pushing. We've been pushing for a long time, but God made us.
Well said.
We are strong. We are strong people, and we can do this, and we can't let people break us. We can't let the devil break us. We got the Holy Spirit in our side. So, just keep on praying and keep on moving and keep on trusting. God is good. God is good. We'll be here.
A long all I know, change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But now I think I'm able.
Now, guys, just real quickly, I want you to hear this song. This is Michael Jackson singing to Sammy Davis Jr. For his 60th birthday.
The hurt, you took the shame. They built the walls to block your way. You beat them down, you won the day. Taught them all, you made them care. Yes, you were there, and thanks to you, there's now a door we all walk through, and we are here for all to see.
Definitely got to post that on the page, man. You got to definitely post that.
It's there.
Oh, is there? Okay.
I did.
I stand corrected.
No. Man, this has been great, man. Thank you so much for the show, man. Appreciate you. And like it when you're back live because we get to talk about the current stuff, right? What's happening. Thank you so much, man.
I'm enjoying it, and I'm glad to be back. As a matter of fact, I think I may have some time to do a Monday show, and then hang out with you guys and all the listeners out there. And again, for those who are out there listening to the show, if you can't listen to the show, check out the playback on the Solar Records Radio Facebook page and like it. And if you like the music that I post the music of all the songs that I played on the show. And hey, take you down memory lane every now and then. So go ahead and do that. And also go to solarrecordsradio.com if you want to get some merchandise, if you want to check out the audiobook. And also, we do have a Cash App. So $ Solar Records Radio, all one big gumbo word. So we got about 7 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Wardell, final thoughts, man.
Yes, and I also want you, you know, if you want to, if you wanted to buy the, you know, on our, we have the PayPal thing as well. If you wanted to buy the audiobook,
PayPal.
And yeah, well, with PayPal, you just click on PayPal, but and when you click on PayPal, then it gives you debit card options, credit card options, all kind of options, or just use your PayPal account, whatever you, you know, whatever is easiest for you. We appreciate you guys so much, and thank you. Thank you again for hanging out with my brother Don. And Don, I appreciate you doing this, and this was fun for me. It really launched my evening. I could go back and watch my basketball game now. As I think we're coming up to the come on Sixers, we need Philly to do their thing. And much love to everybody. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful you know, rest of the week, and see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if not, don't worry about it, because we got you, the archives will always be there. So whenever you get a chance, they'll come and check out our new website, SolarRecordsRadio.com. It's a brand new website. We don't have the old one anymore. We have a new one. And so come check it out, and leave your information, email information, so we can inform you. We have activities going on. So thank you again.
There you go.
And pray for the people in California, man. It's snowing already in the Hollywood Hills right now. It's snowing in the Hollywood
what?
Hills. What? I lived there for 40 years. There was no snow in the Hollywood Hills. I can't believe it, man. Oh, it's crazy. Man, so my kids.
That is crazy.
My grandkids.
That is crazy.
I had to check on them, man. It is a winter storm over there right now. And so most of the country is either the temperature is way above level, that's the southern part of the country, and the northern part of the country is below normal. So it's just like this is it's an oxymoron in this country right now, what's happening. So yeah, so we just have to just, you know, be blessed where we are. So if you guys up north, stay warm, take care, and be safe. Don't try the things you shouldn't try. Oh Lord. I grew up in the cold. I grew up in the cold, Don. I know it's not fun. I grew up in Philadelphia. It is not fun to be stuck in the snow.
Well, I guess it's safe to say for all you Californians, those on the West Coast, especially in the Southland, stay warm. That's kind of a weird, you know, kind of a weird thing to say in the Southland, but again, stay warm. And yeah, don't let that snow get to you. You might have an eighth of an eighth of an eighth of an inch of snow, and then everyone's like, oh, watch out, don't slip on the roads. I'm teasing, but
yeah.
No, seriously, you guys be safe out there. So it's all good, but anyway, gonna go ahead and get up out of here. Of course, thank you so much, Wardell. Make sure you once again tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know why I was thinking of percentage or something. Maybe the math wasn't mathing in my head for some reason. But anyway, tune in 3 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to kick the weekend off, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records. So make sure you tune in and hang out with us then. I will be there. I will be here. I'll be there. I'll be here. I'll be everywhere. But anyway, tune in tomorrow. But let's go ahead and close out with a little Alexander O'Neill, All True Man. For Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe and warm Thursday night. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out, Wardell. See you later, guys.
All right, God bless. Later, everybody.